Blog Talk Radio.
And that was my rendition of Jolene. That's a favorite of mine, a Dolly Parton. And tonight, I am broadcasting live from Golden, Colorado. It's absolutely incredible sunset. We've had a lot of wildfire smoke in the air, and it's just created the most beautiful sunsets. And the trees are just this amazing October fall colors they're bringing to us, the reds and the greens and the bright golds. And the aspens are incredible. So especially up in the mountains, I took a drive the other day. And if you don't live in Colorado, if you've never visited, you need to come out here because especially this time of year, it's absolutely beautiful. I'm excited tonight because I have a very special guest joining us in just a few minutes. His name is Bo De Pena, and I can't wait to share his music with you and his story and how I got to actually run cross paths with Bo. So anyway, hang in for that. And now I'm going to play something off of my first CD out of Nashville. This one's off of my Defining Moments CD called Crying Kind of Man.
Don't you
for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show, and I'm Julie Richardson. That was my song off of my CD, Defining Moments, out of Nashville, one of the first CDs that I recorded back in 2008. It was called Crying Kind of Man. And I have to mention, speaking of Nashville, I have to mention Johnny's Restaurant. It's over there off of Music Valley Drive, across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel. And John A. Hobbs owned that restaurant, and unfortunately he passed away, but I tell you, the family has really, really redone the restaurant incredibly well. They have a scratch kitchen. They have the best bourbon and whiskey selection around in town, and good friends, good times, and I can vouch for that. But they have an amazing menu. Please visit them. They are, if you're in Nashville or you're planning to go to Nashville, they're right there in the heart of everything, and they're open Thursdays through Sundays, and they have a beautiful outdoor patio with live music, and again, it's the place to be if you're in Nashville. So stop by John A's Restaurant and tell them that Julie Richardson sent you. I'm going to play another one off of my Defining Moments CD. This one's called Reliving Yesterday, and then I'm excited tonight because we have a special guest in the house, Bo De Pena. We'll be bringing him on shortly, so stay tuned.
He comes down every afternoon to this local rundown bar. As he dusts off his old memories, he lights a cigarette. He finds his only comfort in the songs he can't forget. With 80 years of living and nothing much to show, but his sunburned skin and wrinkles, and his hair as white as snow. His mind pulls down the curtain as the tears begin to flow. Then he conjures up the image of his youth so long ago.
Country's radio show live broadcasted from Golden, Colorado. I'm Julie Richardson. I'm the host this evening, and happy to share my music with you each and every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's Mountain Time, and also the music of independent artists from all over the United States and all over the country, really. And these are people that you would never know who they are and necessarily, but through this show, I'm hoping to bring some light to their talent and their music, and it's incredible entertainers from all over. And so the idea of this show is to not only share the music that I've recorded over my career, but also the music of all these independent country music artists like Bo De Pena. And I met Bo De Pena in Taos, New Mexico, at the Taos Inn. It's the historic Taos Inn. It's right off the square, the main square of Taos, New Mexico. And my mom and I had just happened to stop in. It's one of our favorite haunts when we go down to Taos. At least two or three times a year we get down there. And we popped into the Taos Inn, and there was Bo De Pena singing. And I had never heard of Bo De Pena. And I tell you what, by the end of the evening, I was extremely impressed by just his showmanship. You know, he just had a connection with the audience. And if you're a musician and you're an entertainer, you know that that's everything. That's where you get your energy. It's from the audience. And he had the audience in the palm of his hand. And we were all singing along by the end of the evening. And it just was one of those memorable events. And so when I was thinking about doing this radio show and having independent artists, first person that came to mind was Bo De Pena. And he's such an incredible artist. He's so busy. He did 175 shows in 2019. So you can imagine he's constantly on the road, constantly doing shows. But so I was excited when he said that he was available this evening to do an interview for us. And I'll be sharing his music with you. The first song is called Colorado Rose, and this is Bo De Pena. And I hope you like it as much as I do.
Sundown turned the mountain purple and lights up the golden hair. She tips her hat down as she's riding at the Archuleta County Fair. It ain't the first time that I've seen her barrel racing in July. Summer nights bring back memories of the time she made me cry. 'Cause she can rope and ride, stay up all night. But then she'll say goodbye. And when the east wind blows and the fairgrounds close, she'll leave you in the dust as she loads her horse and goes. Off rides my Colorado summer. I guess heaven only knows. But I'll be dreaming of the fairground and my Colorado rose. 'Cause she can rope and ride, stay up all night.
Country Radio Show. That was Bo DePena with Colorado Rose. And the fact that I'm broadcasting live from Golden, Colorado, that's near and dear to my heart. And I was telling my listeners, I have Bo DePena with us here in the studio. And I was telling my listeners, Bo, how great you are and how excited I am to have you on the show tonight. So welcome to the Golden Country Radio Show. Thanks for being here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I was telling them how I met you down at the Taos Inn, and I don't know if I officially met you, but you definitely made an impression. My mom and I, we hang out in Taos in New Mexico a lot because, you know, we have land down there in Walsenburg near La Vida, and we skip down to Taos all the time, and we hop in, of course, to the Taos Inn, the historic Taos Inn, and I was really pleasantly surprised. I mean, you just had us in the palm of your hand and everyone was singing and just the energy that you brought to your show. I was like, man, the minute I do this radio show, that's who I want on my show. So thank you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that greatly. But it, you know, it also helps to have a venue like that. You know, I mean, it just has such a history and such a great ambiance and atmosphere that every time there's a good crowd of folks in there, it just turns into kind of a great festive party where everybody feels included and almost involved in the set. And so I try to leverage that feeling and really just make it a show for everybody that they feel that they're a part of.
Yeah, and they sure did. And I noticed too, there were people in the crowd that actually seem to follow you. Like they go from place to place. They are true Bo DePena fans. And, you know, they were like totally connecting with you. And it's like, you recognize their faces too. And that says so much, you know, as an artist myself, that's what you strive for, you know, is to have those people that will take their time and their energy to drive all the way down to make sure they're at your next show. You know, that says a lot about you as an artist.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And I do think artists tend to have a bad reputation when it comes to their ability to interact and shake hands and look people in the eye and create that relationship with the fans outside of just the music. But I strive every day to try to be that, even on those days where I don't feel great or I don't feel particularly social, because I know how important it is. And it definitely helped me along in this journey of mine. And so that's definitely something I would recommend to any young artist coming up, is to just develop those skills and develop the ability to make those connections even outside of the music.
Absolutely. I mean, that's incredible advice, because you know, I've seen, you know, being in Nashville for so many years and just around the music scene, I've seen how people just kind of have this wall, this block, you know. But some of the people that made the biggest influence and impression on me were people like Roy Clark, who were willing to take the time after the show. You know, they're sitting there just like anybody else, eating hot peppers and having a beer and just willing to talk to you. They're not, you know, they're not standoffish. There's no facade around them. There's no ego surrounding them. Willie Nelson was the same way. You know, I could go on and on, but those are the people that, for me anyway, you know, made me want to keep going in the music industry and, you know, keep striving and learning from them how to interact with the crowd. You're right. I mean, that's a big
Absolutely.
Key. And I know you have that. You just definitely not only have the gift for music, but you have the gift of connecting with people. I've seen that firsthand. And that's why I was excited to share just your talent and who you are on this show. And I've had listeners, you know, call in and some have heard of you and others are like, I'm anxious to hear more. So I want to know, I looked at your website, of course, bodepenamusic.com, and, you know, it said you grew up or you were born in Laredo, Texas, and you picked up a guitar at the age of 7. I wanted to know more about your roots and your beginnings and how you got your start and how you became the man you are today.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Born in San Antonio and raised in Laredo. I've been living in Laredo, or had been living in Laredo, since I was 2 years old. And if there's something that you know about that particular area, that it tends to have a lot of influence, you know, the Mexican border. And some of that music translated into certain, like, very unique styles of music, like conjunto rock and roll and Tejano music and stuff like that. And it really wasn't until later on in life that I started to get introduced to that. But what kicked off my whole interest in music was actually watching Elvis Presley perform.
Really?
And when I was 7 years old,
That's
and I was
neat.
Just watching some black and white Elvis stuff. And I think at the end of the day, I almost felt less connected to the music as I did the performance side, like really being a performer. And mm-hmm. when you watch that early Elvis stuff, when he just like electrifies an audience, I thought, wow, that's super cool. So picked up mm-hmm. a guitar at 7, just a nylon string guitar, and like started off with like some flamenco tunes. And then everybody wants to learn Stairway to Heaven when they're first picking up a guitar. So, you know, just
yep.
stuff like, and then, you know, went through phases of life, just like any other young man playing music, you know, where you go into classic rock. And then I just heard about Steve Ray Vaughan and got really invested in him, and then heard
wow.
about punk and metal music and started playing some of that. And then as I became older, I started to realize that the music that was having the most significant impacts on my life was kind of this more country folk Americana music, just because mm-hmm. of the lyrical content and the storytelling aspect of that.
Sure.
So what I really wanted to do was kind of merge those two big influences on my life, which were the earlier desire to entertain and to be a performer, with the lyrical content and the songwritership of some folks like Towns Van Zandt and
oh,
the
yeah.
simplicity of Merle Haggard, but bring that to people in a way that is engaging and somewhat relevant in today's world. So that's really, and you know, and it's still the challenge that I work on today. But it's,
mm-hmm.
my life has been kind of this cornucopia of different genres and styles that have affected the way that I approach performing and music.
Yeah, you know, I totally relate to that because, like you, I was, you know, I grew up with many genres of music, not just one, but, you know, obviously my parents played Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and Cat Stevens, but they also played,
right.
you know, Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and, you know, Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton and you name it. And so I just had this eclectic background in music. And I found that, you know, even though country music is how I've made my living, and that's, you know, how I became a professional recording artist out of Nashville. But for me, it's all music. It's connecting with your audience, connecting with people. And, you know, there's so many things I've recorded that aren't country. And, you know, I had a couple shows where I shared that. But even though country music is my lifeline, I just my whole background and who I am has been developed through the use of just many different genres. And depending on the decade and, you know, the influences were there for me. You know, I look up to obviously Dolly Parton. I played Jolene at the beginning of the show and I sang that. And, you know, for me, it's I'm like you. I love to connect with people, and music's the best way for me to do that. So I'm happy to hear you say that.
Absolutely.
And I saw, too, you'd lived in Austin, you've lived in Colorado, and you've lived in New York City. That's quite a variety.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. And, you know, for all sorts of reasons, New York City was kind of an attempt at love. I had this ex-girlfriend that I was dating who was actually from the East Coast, and she ended up moving
mm-hmm.
to New York City, and things didn't work out between the two of us, but it did inspire a lot of songs and a lot of music, and I was able to move to a place that changed my perspective on the world in many ways. And I
right.
was able to, it was the first stint I had outside of Texas that was really away from my family. So I think I learned a lot about self-reliance and
mm-hmm.
independence, and then also being challenged in my art and in the craft of songwriting, because there's so many poets up there and so many folks that work in the arts. That
That's
it kind
true.
Of made me realize, like, oh, there's a next level. Austin was similar to that extent, except that, you know, as all musicians kind of know at this point, Austin to some degree was really, really saturated, and it just felt no matter what you did,
mm-hmm.
you were kind of pushing up against the wall. So the biggest thing that made a huge impact on my career was honestly moving out west, because it afforded me the opportunity to play in front of some fans that were really starved for the kind of music that we have down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They were very much appreciative, rather than feeling like a dime a dozen. You know, the audience has made me feel more special up here. And with
right.
that, it just allowed me to get better, because I didn't feel like I was a starving artist. I didn't feel like the option was, you know, starve
yeah.
or go get another job. It was like, oh, you know, I'm making enough of a living to make this work. And at the same time, I'm improving because I'm playing so much. So
right.
it was really a great opportunity for me to make that jump. So, yeah, I've lived in a variety of places. I have to say, I definitely think I've found home here in Colorado, and
mm-hmm.
doing it by really pounding the pavement and trying to bring something good to the state that I hope people enjoy and I hope they love. So.
Well, obviously it's paying off, because, you know, the people I've talked to that do know your music and do know you, I mean, they're big fans, and you're getting a bigger and bigger following. And it shows because you're busy and you are willing to pound the pavement. And, you know, I can relate, you know, when I moved to Nashville, it's everybody plays and everybody sings there. And not only do they play and sing, but they play and sing on this incredible level. You find, you know, especially for country music, but you don't find that too many other places in the world. And so the competition was just, you know, it made you be at the top of your game, because if you weren't at the top of your game, you couldn't even get that, you know, in the local honky tonk or the local restaurant, because they've got thousands of people that have moved to Nashville to live this dream. You know, luckily I was able to hook up with some good record companies and, you know, get my recordings out there and hit the number ones in the independent charts. And, you know, I was able to make a go of it. But I understand this just, you know, where you want to feel a little bit more special when you come home back to Colorado and you're doing a gig, you know, you just feel like, you know, you are a better person for having done Nashville or for having done your experience, but you're right. It's just, you know, I found my home here, you know, with my music. So,
right.
And it doesn't mean I don't go back and forth to Nashville, and, you know, I still do a lot there. I haven't because of COVID, but, you know, before COVID I was going back and forth every month and, you know, doing a lot of shows, but you definitely pound the pavement. And I want to play another song of yours, but I want to know how you came up with this song. It's called Making My Way Back to You. Tell our listeners, like, how you came up with that song and what it means, and then we'll play it, and then I'll bring you back on and talk a little bit more.
Sure, sounds great. So that song I actually wrote when I was living in New York City, and what I found was New York City was definitely that opportunity to escape home and try to find myself. But then what mm-hmm. I found is that even if you, like, let's say you have a bad attitude towards your home, you always find yourself, like, kind of longing for those certain things about home that really are close to you and those people and the places that light up your life. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't know it at the time, you start to appreciate them more. So the song is kind of that recognition that you want to make your way back to those people that really do care about you, despite whatever, you know, travel bug you may have gotten, or like urge to get away that you may have gotten.
Yep.
There's always those people that are still going to be there, and they're still going to be caring for you at life. And that's why when you watch the music video, the whole story is of a young boy who, you know, grows up to be kind of this vagabond style person, and then at the end makes his way back to his home, you know, remembering mm-hmm. back to his mother and hearkening back to the caring and kindness that he received from home. So that's kind of what this song is about. And that's, you know, there's some imagery in there that kind of explains, like, being in a darker place. Like, when you're in, you know, a big city like New York, it can sometimes feel like a dark and lonely place, despite
sure.
how many people are there. That's why it's like, down the alleys where the rats remain is one of the lines in the song. It just kind of paints that darker
mm-hmm.
vision of, like, a place where you don't feel as comfortable, you don't feel as home, and you want to make your way back to that light.
Right. No, I can totally relate to that. You know, going off to Nashville, it's like, I took everything I could carry in my car and just went out there with no connections and no jobs, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you show up and you're excited to kind of stretch those legs and get out there. But once you're there, you know, within a week, I mean, I had two jobs, a place to live, and a record recording contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so things worked out, but it didn't keep me from yearning to be back home and make my way back to my, you know, my mom, who supported me since the time I was little with my music, and my friends. And no, I totally get it. So I'd like to play that for our listeners now and then bring you back on after the song.
Sounds great.
All right, here's Bo De Pena's Making My Way Back to You.
I used to run down the empty street, across the bridge with my dirty feet. I used to run to a weak heartbeat, now I'm making my way back to you. I used to run like it was out of style, through the hills another country mile. I used to run just to see you smile, now I'm making my way back to you. I don't know where I'm going to, my feet just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start anew by making my way back to you. Run with the midnight queen through the bars and the late night.
feet just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start anew by making my way back to you. I don't know where I'm going to. My feet just do what they want to do. I was hoping I could start anew by making my way back to you. Yes, I'm making my way back to you. Yes, I'm making my way back to you.
That's Bo DePena with Making My Way Back to You, and you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson, and I have a special guest on tonight, and so excited to have Bo DePena with us and finding out more about, you know, who he is, where he grew up, and what makes the music behind the man. And so Bo, thanks so much for sharing your music. I mean, this has been incredible, but I do have one question. I'm just, you know, as a fellow musician and singer, through this journey of music, I mean, are you where you want to be right now? I know you're just hitting the pavement. You're going. You got to sing the national anthem in September. I think it was in Wyoming, correct?
And, Greeley, Colorado.
Oh, okay, Greeley. So
rodeo out there, yeah.
Oh, that's right. So close, you know. But are you where you want to be, or what's your end in mind? Like, when will you look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, you know, this is the life I'm living, and this is where I want to be, and it doesn't get much better than this?
Well, for me, it's more about the journey. I mean, honestly, and that's not a cop out, because I've thought often about that, about making 5-year plans and doing this,
right,
doing that. And you know, there are certain things in life that have kind of, you know, thrown obviously a wrench in the gears lately with COVID and all that. And what mm-hmm. was so interesting to me is that even at a time when I thought I was going to be taking big breaks from music, I ended up becoming incredibly busy with private events and private gigs and outdoor, like, social distanced events. And it turned out to be probably my busiest summer ever once we all started kind of getting back into it. So really, at this point, I've kind of learned to allow life to just unfold and let things happen, because I found that when I was trying to hold a tight rein on life and try to, you know, set these expectations for myself, things weren't turning out. So, mm-hmm. it's kind of allowing the chaos of being a musician to just kind of unfold. So I'm incredibly happy to be where I am. And a big part of that is not just musically, but it's also in the life plans that I have, starting to look forward and ahead to, you know, wanting to have a family someday.
Sure.
I've moved to a wonderful little community down here in Pagosa Springs that treats me well and, has really accepted me as a friend and as a performer and as somebody mm-hmm. who wants to do something within the community. So even though my music has really, really done well over the last year, and I've been very happy to be where I am, I'm also happy to be setting those other life goals that are outside of the realm of music and just creating a really well-rounded life. So to answer your question, yes, I'm happy with the direction that my life is going. I'm happy where I am now, because I know mm-hmm. it's only going to get better. And that's because I'm making those big plans that don't just involve music, and those will get better as I become better as a person. But I'm looking to do exactly that, is just improve my life in all sorts of other facets, whether it's family, friends, you know, my living location, my ability to give back to a community. Those are really the growths that I've been focusing on for 2020 and also 2021. And I think with that, my music is going to follow. Like, the improvement in my music and what I'm putting out there is going to improve as well.
Absolutely. And you're so wise, because that's good advice for everybody, I think, and especially during the COVID times and the chaos that's forming around us, just sitting back and letting things happen in their own right time. But, you know, I've met so many people, you know, that are, their end in mind is, I want to be the next Carrie Underwood. I want the Grammys. I want stardom. I want fame. I want fortune. I want, and otherwise I'm not successful. So it's nice to hear you're parallel with what, you know, my beliefs in life are too, you know, that it's about the journey, and I'm exactly where I want to be and where I need to be right now. And I'm having a ball, and the people that I've met and the places I've been, you know, I've been all over, and it's just made me who I am. And I'm just such a much better person, much better, well-rounded person and musician because of where I've been and what I'm doing, and not because I have this major goal in mind. Like, I'm not happy. I just got to keep playing these places until I really make it big. And I'm opening for, you know, Tim McGraw or Keith Urban. No, sure. I'm happy to be here and performing for my fans right here that pay their hard-earned money and come to see me and make the efforts. And, you know, I got a smile ear to ear as I'm saying that, but it was so nice and so refreshing to hear you say that. So thank you. That was,
I had this conversation with some folks over at Cowboy Church up in the Paradise Valley of Montana just last weekend. We finished
Beautiful.
A wedding. And I went over to visit a friend. And so we were hanging out up there playing music around this campfire, which they do every Sunday. And it was me
wow.
and a group of musicians. And there was a young man there and another
mm-hmm.
gentleman who actually just had a hit song on the TV show Yellowstone. So
yeah.
He and I were just talking with this young man. And both of us basically said the same thing, which is at the end of the day, you can't lose sleep over wanting to become famous for the sake of fame. What you really need to do is just put your head down and focus on the music and becoming the best version of yourself that you can be. And fame and all that stuff may very well follow. It may not. It's how you really achieve it. And that's how you achieve it in a way that at the end of your life, you're going to look back and said, I did it right. Rather than like having to feel like you gave up a part of yourself or you know, gave up your values in order to achieve something for the sake of itself, which is fame. It's like you don't need fame for the sake of fame. But if you do everything right and you do it with, you know, a good value set and a good ethic, then when it arrives, it's going to be that much sweeter because you did the work, not because
mm-hmm.
you got a break. It was like, no, you did the work. So
yeah.
That's basically the type of wisdom we were imparting on this young gentleman who was starting to play music. And I think that that's right, because at the end of the day, if I make it or don't, I'm happy with how I did it. So.
Right. And in my mind, you've already made it. In my heart, you've already made it. You're quite the entertainer, like I said, and quite the musician. And I was just so thrilled that my paths crossed with you. And I hope we can do more in the future, because I'd really like to stay in touch with you and, you know, keep promoting your music. I'm going to promote you every week on this show. And I know people want to know where they can find your music, you know. And I know tomorrow night you're going to be in Crete. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll be playing just a small little place that I like a lot. Some friends of mine opened up a small bar in Crete called Sunnyside, which is associated with San Juan Sports right there just in the little downtown. And I played a show there last month. And we had
mm-hmm.
so much fun. It was really a surprise because it really feels like almost a coffee shop when you walk in. So I walked in and I was like, oh, I don't know how this,
yeah.
I don't know how this is going to be, but it turned out to be a total party. People in there drinking wine and just
wow.
you know, having a blast. So,
yeah. And
yeah,
you know, for
all,
people that don't know where
you know.
Crete is, if you're new to Colorado or you don't get around much, it's only about 160 miles southwest of Golden, Colorado, where I'm at. It's got a small town population and it's just, you know, a good feel, I'm sure, and a good vibe. And it's in a beautiful part of
yeah.
the state. So you need to get down there if you can to see him. But also, I know it's BoDePenaMusic.com, right? That's where I found your event
mm-hmm.
schedule. And
yep.
if you are interested in seeing BoDePena live, and I highly recommend it, you got to check out his website. And he's got music available on Spotify and iTunes. He's got videos on Bing.com/videos. What else do I need to tell your listeners? Like, how can they find you? And I mean, other than your website, is that about it?
I think you named most of them. Pretty much any place you can find digital music online, I'm on their streaming platforms and download platforms all the same. So my name, there's not very many BoDePenas out there. And if you find another one, it's probably my dad, and he owns a medical staffing company in San Antonio.
Oh, neat.
So that's definitely not me.
Not you.
So that's not my website, no. But, yeah, so I'm pretty easy to find, just anything BoDePena on a good Google search. I'm all over YouTube, and then Spotify, iTunes, I'd say, are among the best. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I had no problem finding you. So, you know, I'm just excited to share it, and I will continue to share it every week. And I'm going to leave this interview with A Long Road to Denver, and with all the traveling you do, is that what that song's about? I mean, is it about coming back home? Or
so,
what? Tell us about the song.
So it was inspired. At the time, I was dating a girl who was living up in Denver, and we had met in Austin, Texas, when I was still living down there. And I had kind of planned this process of moving up to Colorado anyway. So it kind of was like this serendipitous relationship. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
after I was finishing up a tour, I was driving through the desert of southern New Mexico down there, and it was so vast and big that I was like, oh. And I was listening to a lot of Marty Robbins and like Lefty Frizzell, Ray Price stuff at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's that's what definitely inspired me to kind of get that melody in my head and then write that song just about two lovers that are vast distances away and, you know, thinking about how big the West is. That was where that came from. So as soon as I got to El Paso that night, I sat down and wrote that song in like 15 minutes. So
yeah. And all the good songs, it seems like the ones that are meant to be, they just come to you. Like, you know, you can write a song in 10 minutes and people are like, how'd you do that? You know, they labor over songs. It's like, well, it was right there in my heart and I thought about it and I got home and I write down little sentences or little words or things that are going to trigger me. This is going to be a great line in my song, you know, a great tag. And so great hook. And yeah, so I'm excited. I'm going to play The Long Road to Denver, but I just want to thank you so much for being on the Golden Country Radio Show and for your time, and which I know is hard to come by. So I appreciate everything you said tonight, and hopefully our listeners, and I know they will, they'll take it to heart. And I know there's a lot of independent music artists that are trying to, you know, make it and get a gig schedule, and they're going to take your words to heart. I know they will, and I have learned a lot from you as well. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Julie. I just really appreciate the opportunity. This has been great.
Well, I'd love to have you back. And like I said, every week I will be definitely promoting Boda Pena and keeping up with your show schedule. And as soon as I can get a vaccine and get out there again, I'm coming to your shows. So I will be there in the audience for sure.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate that. And let's plan to meet up sometime. If I'm ever around Golden, I'll definitely give you a holler.
Oh, please do. And thanks again for being on the show. Here's Boda Pena's Long Road to Denver.
It's the long road to happiness from home. It's the long road.
That was Boda Pena. It's a long road to Denver. And thank you, Boda Pena, for being on our show. He had to skedaddle because he is celebrating his friend's birthday, Sarah Curry. And she owns a really nice restaurant in Aqua Soul. And she's just an amazing woman from what I hear from Bo. And I'm wishing her a very, very happy birthday. And if you get a chance, visit Aqua Soul Restaurant. That's her restaurant. So very cool. And thanks again for being on the show. I appreciate it. And I'm moving on to Except for Monday. This is a Lori Morgan song that I recorded several years ago. Hope you enjoy it.
You didn't think you'd see me kicking up my heels, ain't enough this time. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big road now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spy. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long until I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Yeah, Sunday now, it's everything's
life and treat you kind. And I hope you've all that you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy. I wish you happiness. But above all this, I wish you love. I love you. I will always love you.
Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson. That was my recording of Dolly Parton / Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, one of my all-time favorite songs to sing. Had a wonderful time with you tonight. It's been a great show, being able to interview Bo DePena and gain some insight into what it's like to be an artist and in the music industry and making your way on this journey we call life. But I just want to thank you for taking your time, for tuning in. I want to thank John A's Restaurant. If you haven't been there, you need to get there. It's in Nashville, of course. And it's right across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel on Music Valley Drive. It's John A's Restaurant, and it is the best hangout in Nashville. And I can definitely vouch for that. It's one of my all-time favorites. Good time, good foods. They're open Thursday through Sunday. They have a patio with live music, bourbon and whiskey selection, scratch kitchen, a wonderful new vibe and new menu. Please go to John A's Restaurant and tell him Julie Richardson sent you. I'm missing being in Nashville, but I'm happy to be right here in Golden, Colorado. I want you all to stay well, and thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with my rendition of Me and Bobby McGee. Good night, and until next time, so long.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I'm feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. It rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bending, and I slammed soft for Bobby. Sing the blues. Windshield wipers clapping, timeline holding Papa's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah. And feeling good was easy, Lord. My Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, yeah, Bobby, he shared the secrets of my soul. And through all kind of weather and everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, help me from the cold world. One day up near Selena, Lord, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I'll be fine. But I'd trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. My Bobby McGee.
La 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 la, Bobby McGee, yeah. La la la.